Reconnect with CUNY. Whether you are a first-time college student, a parent, a veteran, or an adult with some college credits, there's a place for you to continue your dreams or start fresh. No matter where you are along your journey, the CUNY Reconnect program can provide financial assistance and one-on-one personalized support to get you going. It's not too late to start again. Go to cuny.edu/reconnect today.
Hot 97 Summer Jam 2024, performing this year.
Yo, it's Doja Cat.
Yeah.
Hey, what's happening? It's your boy Offset. I will be live June 2nd.
Sexy Red.
This your boy Meth Man.
What's up, rap world? This is Red Man.
Sleepy Hollow.
Yo, what up, my people? It's your boy David.
T. Grizzly. 41. Hot 97 Summer Jam 2024. Tickets on sale now at Ticketmaster.com. It's Ebro in the Morning with Laura Stiles and Rosenberg.
Ladies and gentlemen, Ebro in the Morning, Laura Stiles. We got Hitmaker and Tink on the program. Give it up for both of them. You know what I'm saying? My first time meeting Tink after all these years.
I know.
Thanks
What's
for
up,
coming
Ebro?
By the program.
Thank y'all for having me.
Well, Ebro, do you know that she did our Who's Next?
Really? How
In
long
2015.
Ago?
That was a while, y'all. Yeah. Maybe 6-7 years ago.
So dope, right?
Yes.
Who were you signed to at that time?
So I was signed by Timbaland. I was at Epic. Under Timbaland, we had a production deal with Epic. So that was a...
How was that?
That was a moment.
How now, I notice in your breathing right now, that takes you back to a time that things
it
was...
It gets heavy, y'all. When I think of it, it gets so heavy.
In what way?
Just because I felt like that was a time when, like, I wasn't really being my best self.
Okay.
We made an album. You know, behind the scenes, it was a lot of, I guess, miscommunication and... Being under a label, I felt like they didn't really understand my vision. So, you know, ultimately, it just kind of held me back a little.
Was it a power struggle where you were very adamant about what you wanted and you realized, like, you're being signed, it's not, it might be a compromise sometimes.
And I was really young, too. I was really young. I might have been, like, 19 or 20.
Okay,
so
yeah.
My deal wasn't really the best.
Right.
So I didn't have my business together. So I take some of that, too. Like, you know, when you're young, you're moving fast.
You want the money.
You want that money.
Well, and a lot of them loans, and I call them loans
Dream.
With labels, because that's what they are.
Yeah.
They're predatory loans. They know that the artist is young and in need of the cash
yes,
now.
Yes, they do. So, yeah, and I think, you know, being from Chicago, I was really, like, just looking for a come up, and everybody wants to be in the light. So, you know, I was making decisions quickly. And like you say, it was a power struggle behind the scenes. You know, when you at a label, there's always, like, ego things going on. So it just kind of trickled down into my career. But now I'm independent, and that's why I'm like, I love this space I'm in, free again, and I'm able to release albums. We got the new album coming, Pillow Talk. So it's a good moment.
When's
good
this
time
album
for me.
Come out?
Next Friday.
Next Friday, August 19th.
You have a huge fan base, too, that's very, very passionate about you, which is a blessing, right?
It's a big blessing. They are so loyal, and it's crazy because a lot of my fans are from, like, day one. You know what I mean? Like, they're the fans that were there, like, in the very beginning. You know, when I took my break in 2017, I stepped away from music, social media. You know, my fans were still waiting on music and ready to support, so.
How hard was that step away thing, right? For a young person... Dream comes true, working with Timbaland, got a deal. 2 years later, you're like, yo, I gotta, like, that's a very mature decision.
I had to, Ebro, I had to. I felt like it was really just affecting my mental. You know what I mean? Like, it was hard to really, I guess, I didn't feel like I was moving. I felt stagnant. So I took away, you know, stepped off social media. My Instagram, I went dark. And I just needed a peace of mind. Sometimes you just got to go back home and really, like, become grounded again. And kind of, I started all over. Mm-hmm. Like, I hired a new team. I had to go get my business right, you know. So I needed that time to just adjust and really, like, bring it back.
And so how did it help you as a writer, though? Because I think that's another key piece of, you know, you have a lot of fans and they know your talent. But as you're still in that... journey, that trajectory of meeting new people, right? And a lot of people may not know that Tink is a songwriter.
Yes.
You know what I mean? She does vocal arrangements. She's, you know, you get in that studio and you put in that work. So
thank you, Ebro.
Did that
That's
improve?
Facts.
Did that taking that break improve that?
Well, I was taking time away. I was always working.
Right.
I guess I just wasn't really on social media. So during that time, you know, I was putting in a lot of work behind the scenes. I was writing for artists. I took some time to write for Ree. you know, and that was big for me, you know, just making sure that I was able to still at least try to place a record. And, you know, you want to keep the bag coming in somehow. So,
of course,
I had to figure out other ways. You know, I was thinking like, man, is music really for me? You know, what else can I do?
Did you ever feel like maybe I should just write?
I did, honestly. Yeah. Like, during that time, I was in my deal, so I couldn't release any music.
Yeah.
And what else? I'm like, what else I'm going to do?
Right.
So that was, like, my next thought, you know, songwrite. But that's another beast, too. Like, songwriting is difficult.
Totally.
That's a difficult path, too. So, you know, big up all the songwriters, for sure. You know, it's not easy for any of us in this industry.
It's a tough game.
Yes, it is.
Now, I'm noticing in your posture today, like when we talked about you being young and being on Who's Next, like there's still some, I don't even know how, anxiety, I guess is the best word, around just the whole hustle, like even
yes.
doing it. Like, this is our first time meeting, so I'm picking up on your energy, right?
For sure.
And so I'm noticing that it's definitely...
My body language. Am I anxious?
Yeah.
I think it's because y'all are legends, you know what I'm saying? And I'm in New York, so I'm like trying to ease into this thing. But yeah, being independent, you know what I mean? A lot of things are new, still new.
Right.
So it's like...
Give us some examples. And a lot of these questions, remember, I'm asking because people have watched you for years now. We 7 years now. So you're still here and you're still productive and you're still, you know, we're going to get to my brother Hitmaker and y'all Chicago. We're going to get to all that, but I'm giving Tink her time. I mean, he got 15 songs at the radio on the top of the charts. He's going to be out. We'll talk to him in a minute.
He's good.
It's also important for you to share how, because everyone thinks that things are so easy, you know what I mean? Because you look good, you're shining. No one knows how many times you fell and had to pick yourself up.
Come on. That's so real. But yeah, like, I still get nervous. I'm human. Right. You know what I mean? And like I say, these things are new to me. I'm a very, like, private person. A lot of people know that about me, though. Like, I don't share too much. So I'm still growing into that, you know, those shoes where I can, like, be open and talk more about what I'm going through. You know what I'm saying? Right. So, yeah, it's just me learning. I'm figuring it out. And it's still early. Like, I haven't had to. You know, I like to have a shot sometimes just to ease up. But it's 9 a.m.
We got some. I got something in the back. You want some tequila or something?
Yeah.
Or y'all drank my tequila?
I think your tequila's gone.
I
think
it's
gone.
I love it here.
You drank my shit, man.
I don't even know if we have it, but...
Yeah, that'll help me out a lot, y'all.
You know what it is? I want to chime in for her. To me, it's like when she came up, because, you know, this is an artist that that has multiple plaques now, you know what I'm saying, independently on her own. She owns her own catalog, streaming. She has a cult fan base. So I think that when she first popped out in that other deal or whatever, and that took that time off, the streams accumulated so much that I think that artists can somehow get lost and be like, step back from being more personable in interviews and coming to talk to people because they feel like they might get attacked or they might get, you know what I'm saying? It's not a happy place for them. But I was big on that with Tink. Like, yo, like, you have a great personality. The music expresses one thing, but I feel like the people need to know you, and I feel like relationships go a long way.
You gotta take a step back and be like, what would somebody attack Tink for? Like, you don't be out here messing with nobody.
And I don't. Listen, I got attacked more so for things I was, like, involved with, like working with Timbaland. I caught some backlash over some of my records. I did the Million record. So sometimes things, it's not even, like, personal. It's right. like, it's what come with it almost. Like, right. nothing I'm really doing, but people are like, you know, he said something about Aaliyah. And, you know, sometimes artists catch backlash for things that they ain't even.
So you were just
guilty by
association.
Come on, that's it. Yeah. I was guilty by association. So, yeah, I think that's, I got a little trauma, a little PTSD from all them.
That's normal, though.
Yeah,
it's all clean, too. That's clean. Yeah. Embracing that and just being like, y'all, hey, y'all got to give me a couple of seconds here because...
Yeah.
I don't really even fuck with these interviews like that. You know what I'm saying?
And like, I hate to say it like that, but I have to grow into it. I love talking to y'all and, you know, coming to meet people, let them feel my energy.
I tell people all the time they come up here, I'll be like, look, I could tell you don't like this shit. Like, you don't got a front like you like
yes.
this shit. We trying to promote your album.
That's
we trying
real.
To have people meet you. Whatever it is you want people to meet. Mm-hmm. And, you know, look, obviously it's artists real. Come up sometimes and their ass, like, their persona is an asshole. That's what they've created their brand to be, and that's how they get people engaged in what they're making. And so then when they come up here, we expect them to be an asshole. So I'm with the shits, you know what I'm saying?
Exactly.
But if you just chilling, then we just chilling. Exactly. Like, it ain't gotta be nothing hectic.
Nah, for sure.
You know? So both of y'all from Chicago.
Yeah.
And have never worked together before.
Nah.
Nope.
So how did you guys meet?
Well, I was at Atlantic for 4 years, and then when I got a label deal from them, and I was vice president over there, and we were kind of like coming to a rose end, and Ghazi, I ended up meeting him randomly, and I went up to San Francisco, and Ghazi was like,
shout out to Ghazi Empire. Yeah. They got the whole compound in
exactly
San Fran.
Yeah, so we were sharing stories with each other, and we kind of had like similar stories when it came to like Atlantic, you know what I'm saying, just being truthful or whatever. And he was like, yo, so what's your situation, what's your deal? And I'm like, yo, we kind of like at odds end. They just gave me a bunch of money, you know what I'm saying? They kind of got a bounty on my head. They basically saying I got to get the money back or this, or somebody got to buy me out. And he's like, what's the number? And I was like, it's the number. And he was like, done, say less. I want you to come to Empire. I want you to be a part of the team. And that was really like a lot for me, because I've been working in a major label system so long, and I did so many big records. I think I sold like 40 million records with Atlantic Records just over the time on my tenure with them.
Man.
Yeah, so we did so much together. So it was kind of a scary moment for me, but he's like, yo, we got Tank, we got Young Blue, we got all these different artists. So I came over. The first record I did was Baddest with Young Blue, yep. 2 Chainz and Chris Brown. The second I tapped in with Tank, we did an album prior to this, and it went number one on Apple Music for like 12 weeks. Yep. Then after that, I A&R'd
it. About 18 months ago, 2 years ago?
Like a year ago.
So this was last summer?
Last summer. Yeah.
So from there, we did that. And then my A&R had my hand in Fireboy Peru as well. Yep. So like we just had a massive success, and now we back with this new Tank album.
So, and this is a quick turnaround for you, right?
Yeah, it's quick.
A year after another, the last project coming back is...
Exactly. It's been a year. And a lot of artists don't release music that quickly. Sometimes it takes two to 3 years, but I try to be consistent more.
You want the 42?
I do, y'all.
Now, normally, I would say, listen, let's not cope with, you know, anxiety by, you know what I'm saying, intoxicating ourselves, but, you know, a little sun to take the edge off is cool.
Yeah.
Because what'll end up happening is years from now, to be like, Tink got a drinking problem. Then they're going to come back to this video and be like, it was Ebro's fault. He the one that gave up.
High 97 did it.
Nah, this is a celebration toast. You know what I'm saying? Yeah, like you said, it's for the edge. Yeah. It's for the album. You know what I'm saying?
And it's 42.
Yeah.
Reconnect with CUNY. Whether you are a first-time college student, a parent, a veteran, or an adult with some college credits, there's a place for you to continue your dreams or start fresh. No matter where you are along your journey, the CUNY Reconnect program can provide financial assistance and one-on-one personalized support to get you going. It's not too late to start again. Go to cuny.edu/reconnect today.
Hot 97 Summer Jam 2024, performing this year.
Yo, it's Doja Cat.
Yeah.
Hey, what's happening? It's your boy Offset.
I will be live
June 2nd.
Sexy Red.
This your boy Meth Man.
What's up, rap world? This is Rat Man.
Sleepy Hollow.
Yo, what up, my people? It's your boy David.
T Grizzly. 41. Hot 97 Summer Jam 2024. Tickets on sale now at Ticketmaster.com.
Love
you
it here.
Some good stuff around here. I'm not drinking with you, though. I ain't gonna hold you.
Yeah, me neither. Wow. She got it.
Go ahead, sip on something. So
it's too early for me, but you can have them on my own.
Yes.
Y'all, give it up for Tank one time. Congratulations, the new album on the way out.
Congrats.
Cheers. Salute. What I wanted to ask: have you guys, other than the work on her stuff as an artist, have you guys started building like that catalog behind the scenes? How many songs y'all got? Because I'm sure you as a songwriter, you as a producer, the way she writes, her ideas, all of that.
We got a lot in the can right now. So like as of last night and just like working with different artists. So we've accumulated so much music to where we're together now and the situation's right and she likes the artist now. I could just be like, here's a Tink feature. Like, we did it. I just executive produced an album with Jim Jones. It's about to come out. She's on the album with Jim. That's they got a crazy record together. Right. So now it's just like, we have so much of a catalog that it's like, we can pick and choose. You know what I'm saying? We're like, yo, this is a good fit for us. We should lock in. And now I got like 20, 30 hooks that artists can just pick from. Like, yo, you get a hook.
And you have a whole, team too, right?
For sure.
Like, talk about the team you've built over the years and what that's like and you looking for young producers and songwriters.
Yeah, for sure. So, like, a lot of people didn't know when I came into the game as an artist, as Young Berg, I was writing and producing my own records. So, like, everything that was on my album, I produced and I wrote all the features for all the different artists. So, from there, and just evolution of my career, I always wanted to just big up the next person, because I felt like when I was in a weird space trying to make the transition from artist to producer, nobody really wanted to touch me again, you know what I'm saying? Like, or pull me into the conversation or pull me into the rooms. So, now that I'm in every room, I want to pull as many people as I can in. So shout out to my whole team, Rock Boy, Maestro, Rob Holiday, OG Parker, Smash David, Ace Red. It's a ton of us. Like, we just did it recently. We just left. We went to Arizona probably like a week ago before I came here, and then we just all locked into a house. We did 40 songs in 72 hours, and we just run it up. And then now we just, I go feed the streets.
And so, As a young person who wants to be a producer, right? How does that work? What should be the business expectation? Like, right? Because that's the piece for you and everybody often talks about in this industry is the business relationships, right? The compromises that you got to make when you go into a contract. The compromises some of the young producers under you, they might be like, yo, I'll do a deal with you right now, but at a certain point, I want to go off and do my own thing, or I want to carve out a way for me to work with you and still do. Like, how does that work?
It's really all about empowering people. So, like, say, like, a co-producer that works with me, I find a guy, and I have song deals at every record company in the business right now, pretty much. And
what is that? What's a song deal?
Well, it's basically a label saying, yo, we know you're the guy with go-to guy for the hit, so let's pay you for 30 of them up front. You know what I'm saying? And then at that point, if my price point, say like at Atlantic Records right now, my song deal is for, I think, like $35,000. So I can meet a guy that's just a fresh new producer that never had a placement in his life, and he links with me for the first time, and he gets half of my song deal. So he gets $17,500 for his first placement ever, which etches him inside of an Atlantic Warner system, whether he makes a record with me or without me, that his last placement was for $17,500.
So now his bar,
his price point is up here. Know what I'm saying? And that's how we end up sharing, you know what I'm saying, services with each other, you know what I'm saying? Because everybody knows I don't technically program beats. I program beats back in the day, but I'm more so of the orchestrator of the whole thing.
Like bringing people together.
Exactly.
Like, Quincy Jones asked, exactly, you know, like, what I'm saying, Diddy, all that.
Exactly. Like with Tink single Cater, like me and Tink, we were in Miami, we were working, and I was just like, yo, what songs would you like to flip? Because like, that's kind of like my thing. Like I set out a few years ago, like I'm going to be the Puff Daddy of this generation. I'm going to flip all these different songs, and I kind of set a trend up. Like now it's kind of like
sampling's back.
Exactly. So from there, she was like, yo, let's do Cater from Destiny Child. Luckily, I already had the music done with my guy, Paul Cabin. I just sent her the music with no drums, no nothing. She went and wrote the entire song just to the music. From there, I was like, oh shit, this is a vibe. So I reached out to Business Boy, who did a record that was very familiar to me, Tiana Taylor, Bear With Me, which is one of my favorites off that album. And I'm like, yo, I want the drums to be in that knock, but like, let's do it like this, and here's the music. I sent him that. He sent me the drums back. I threw the drums on there, and then shit, we had a hit record.
Now, for you, Tink, as a songwriter, we hear a lot and see a lot about songwriters not getting, you know, paid well, publishing being taken. You know, shout to my homegirl Money Long, who, you know, has been a songwriter for a long time, is having her moment right now.
Yes.
And it's a tough way to go as a songwriter, right? Trying to write for other people, having your own aspirations as an artist. But how do you go about now making sure your business is a certain way so that you're, you know, negotiating, compromising when it's time, so that you can make, you know, look, 100% of nothing is nothing.
Right.
You know what I mean? So how do you go about managing and understanding how you do business?
Yeah, for me, it's really about your team. Like, I feel like when you have a strong team, it just helps everything. The business, it helps you as an artist. You're more comfortable. You're going to work harder because you want to see your team win too. But ultimately, you know, I was an artist first, and I dabbed into songwriting just while I was, like, taking a hiatus. So I'm not sure about, like, the ins and outs of, like, the deals and how it's constructed. But I've heard stories, and I know, like, I speak with other artists and songwriters, and I can just tell that it's a different level of, like, basically, like, they're not really getting the right cut. You know what I mean? And it's really just unfair for a lot of songwriters. And that's why Money Long is so special, because she actually made it through, you know, that process.
Sure, right.
And she was successful being a songwriter and an artist. So, you know, I really get inspired when I talk to her. She's on my album as well.
Yeah. I'm looking at the album. If you go on Apple Music, there's two records. Obviously, the singles, yep. Goofy and Cater, which we should play the joint that he was just talking about coming up. But it looks like you're going to have about 16 records on here. Pillow Talk.
Pillow Talk, y'all. 16 records. I have some amazing features on this album. Like I say, Money Long, we did a collab over the Boy Is Mine sample.
Yeah.
So that's really fire for the girls. I got a record with Fabulous on this album. It's crazy.
Yeah, that's
crazy. G Herbo, big up to Chicago.
Chicago.
Yes, that's my dog too.
Russ.
I got Russ on the album, and that's special.
Yo, his business situation is incredible, right?
Another independent artist that's like just flourishing and standing on, you know, being independent. So big up to Russ too.
Uh-huh.
And this album is crazy. It's really special. It's for my girls. Y'all know when I come, I'm talking for us, to us. And yeah, Pillow Talk is going to be amazing.
The song Goofy had a lot of people talking a lot.
Girl, yes it did.
The meat and potatoes of the lyrics, Ebro.
Very
interesting.
Lord.
But overall, the one thing that everyone can agree on
is
what's
the lyrics,
record.
Though? Wait, what's the lyrics?
I'll let her break it down.
Thank you. So the lyrics, it's a little provocative, but you know, it's honest. The record is called Goofy. And I'm just
speaking. Say what the lyrics, what it say?
I'm speaking on like the dick got me goofy. I'm halfway past stupid.
Shout out to Rico Love with that. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah, let's tell the backstory because it comes off crazy. I know it comes off like, wow.
Dick got me goofy.
That's strong.
Halfway past stupid. This fool got me foolish. What the fuck am I doing? I guess that dick got me goofy. I ought to be ashamed. Words can't explain. My mama, she ain't raised me like that. I ought to be ashamed.
It's the talking the lyrics out for me.
Yeah, but
exactly.
Just
right,
from
right.
the way that he
the
punished
ball
the pussy.
Under him.
Right, right.
Going,
no.
Just from the way that he punished the pussy, I'm loving it. I don't be running from dick. No, he got paper. Them numbers is big. But I'm a real woman. I come with my shit.
Mm-hmm.
Tink, break
like
it
that.
Down.
I like that.
In love with his tongue on my clit. Dick.
Shut up.
Listen, this is Pillow Talk. This is my album. It's Pillow Talk. So expect to be triggered. Expect some strong emotions, some strong, wild lyrics. You know, and I think that's me as an artist. I'm always bold with everything, every record.
Reconnect with CUNY. Whether you are a first-time college student, a parent, a veteran, or an adult with some college credits, there's a place for you to continue your dreams or start fresh. No matter where you are along your journey, the CUNY Reconnect program can provide financial assistance and one-on-one personalized support to get you going. It's not too late to start again. Go to cuny.edu/reconnect today.
Hot 97 Summer Jam 2024 performing this year.
Yo, it's Doja Cat.
Yeah.
Hey, what's happening? It's your boy Offset.
I will be live
June 2nd.
Sexy Red.
This your boy Meth Man.
What's up, rap world? This is Rat Man.
Sleepy Hollow.
Yo, what up, my people? It's your boy David.
T Grizzly. 41. Hot 97 Summer Jam 2024. Tickets on sale now at Ticketmaster.com.
But backstory, let me just explain a little bit. I had the honor
the
of working.
This is the twist.
Okay. Yeah, backstory, y'all. I had the honor of working with Rico Love.
I love him.
Yes, and this was actually the first record we did. We came in the studio, we chopped it up for a little bit, and he went in the lab, and literally the first line that he came with was
"Dick got me goofy."
And the studio was like,
"These
are
Rico Love words."
Yeah, but he know how
everybody
to do it.
He know how to finesse it, yo.
Yeah, so shout out to Rico Love. He definitely put the bug in my ear, and you know, I wrote around it, but at the same time, he gave me that vision. So it was like a collab effort.
So now. In real life. In real life.
You knew that was coming. Yeah.
Do you talk to your friends about your experience? Like, is there someone in your real life? Like, well, obviously, yes. Rico Love coming to the studio. He say some shit and you like, yeah, this is something I've actually talked about before.
No, seriously, though. All my music is just honest. It come from an honest place. So, yeah, I would say that
girls,
we've all
like
been
this,
there.
Right?
Yes, girls, we talk about everything. And, you know, that's the part of, like, our bond. We share our stories. So yeah, this was an honest record, y'all. It's from an honest place. And I feel like every woman has been there before. Maybe not present tense when you get older and you get mature, you learn right from wrong.
Laura Styles, you still talking like this with your girls?
Well, I've definitely been through this.
Thank you. And yes,
have had to check some of my friends. Like, let's get it together now. But yes.
See, like, dude, there's dudes that talk like this. I don't. Me and my friends don't share details. We just be like, "Yo, I got a baddie," or
yeah,
"I got a baddie."
We might be shook. Like, we get to say that the coochie got me goofy. Nigga might be like, "Oh, for real? I heard
details.
That." Like, okay, so I might have spent a block. You know,
we share details.
We share like it depends on dudes. Dudes is not universal though. It's not universal. Like, because in my circle. Dudes is like, yo, why you telling me your details? Like, everybody get draws. Like, why you telling us about, like, you know what I'm saying? It's not monumental unless.
It's a stat. Unless it's a big one.
Unless. You know, because dudes is moving different. Dudes will, it's more of a story if a dude is like, yo, fam, I really like this girl. Then niggas is like, yo, what's real? Yo, she got you, fam? The
antennas go up immediately.
Yeah, then it's. You know what I mean? But if it's just a jump off or whatever, niggas be like, man,
you're just expressing it differently, but it's the same meat and potatoes.
Yeah.
It's the same.
I was kind of shook at this one, you know what I'm saying? Because when we did the whole record, her fan base and like her previous songs have been more so like, they might have been expecting like, this nigga's a goofy, you know what I'm saying? Oh, they wasn't expecting the mirror, you know what I'm saying, to reflect on herself. So I was like, yo, this might be one of the most vulnerable records to ever play on the radio and do anything. It's like, oh shit, like she's really laying it all the way out there. So, but I mean, it's a great response, man. They loving it. I ain't gonna lie.
Were you worried about being that vulnerable?
I was. I thought twice. I thought it over. But you know what? I have to take risks. I like taking risks now, and I'm more open to, like, trying, you know, pushing the envelope. And like I say, sometimes you have to take a risk.
So as an artist, right, and when you reflect back on material that you've written and recorded before and performed, did you have a veil up? Were you hiding portions of yourself from your audience? And do you think now that you've kind of opened the curtain a little bit more, you can allow more people in and they'll feel more connected to you, right?
No, that's facts. I think before, like, I was still so sheltered. I was going in the studio alone. You know what I mean? By choice, though. I would like to, like, work by myself, clear the studio out, and work with Hitmaker. He brings in a team of people. So you have ideas flowing. Right. You know, like, we all being more creative. So it opened me up to just, like, hit different areas and topics. And like you say, goofy is a different direction for me because I'm always like, I'm eating the guys up. Like, I'm treating the guys.
Man eater. Yeah, when it comes to the songs.
No like, cap. I'm standing up for the girls and I'm really talking about real things. So this record was kind of just like a different direction. But I appreciate it, though. I need to, you know, venture out a little bit. Like,
whether
this album
is
fresh.
Whether it's a guy or a girl, I'm going to tell you something.
What's that?
This is for men and women. The ones out here acting the toughest is the mushiest on the inside.
Come on.
They the ones hiding something.
That's facts.
Every single time.
I believe that. We live through that. Like, you know, I always say, like, social media is just, like, one aspect. You know what I'm saying? Like, behind closed doors, everyone has, like, another vibe to them.
Yeah.
So that's facts.
Yeah.
I be like, yo, as a man, like, and we kind of had these conversations in the studio. I be like, yo, like, all the girls, this hot girl summer and city girls, they all got dudes. They all booed up. You know what I'm saying? They putting the wrong message out here to these women, man, to try to act like that. And they go home to their man every night.
They're creating a persona to have some fun. Right. But in real life, when people go home, it's just like dudes act all tough. But in real life, when they laying in, they spooning with they boo, laying in fetal position, you know what I'm saying? And they the front spoon. You know what I'm saying? That girl laying behind them.
She holding the
bag. They the front spoon.
They're the baby spoon.
The little spoon.
The little spoon.
Exactly.
Yes. Tink, now, I want to get into Goofy. Let's play Cater 2. The album is out. What was the date?
August 19th.
That's next Friday.
I just want to say, Tink, getting to the point of being independent.
Yes.
Being able to pay your bills.
Hey, man.
Put out an album is a victory. Right? Yes. No matter what the, you know, because you come in the game and you have all these expectations. Young Berg lived that life.
Oh, for sure.
You know what I'm saying? Where you have all of these expectations of what you want to be. And those are your dreams, and everybody has them. And things turn a little bit. But you're still in the game. in a way that you can pay your bills and use your talents to pay your bills. And so all of the stuff you've been through, the anxiety, I just want to leave with you understanding that you won, though.
Nah, for sure.
Thank right?
That's a win. You understand what I'm saying?
That's so big and strong to say. Thank you.
Like, it's a win to be able to do things your way and pay your bills.
Nah, for real.
No, seriously, especially in this industry.
Yes.
You know what I'm saying? People can. It's easy just to get lost and not have a way.
Right.
You know, so.
Or be so worried about, is my song on the radio? Or how many units did I sell? And how did I do with this? And how did I do with that? And when you move all of that out the way and you're like, yo. I show up, I write my songs, I could put my music out, I have my fans, I'm making my money, I can do deals, my music is getting licensed for this and that, and none of that. I got multiple revenue streams, and I get to show up a year from now with another album, and a year after that with another album, and nothing standing in way of that.
Come on.
Bro, it's a win.
That's why I be telling her, like, she on another level than a lot of the female artists to me personally, because she owns all her catalog. So, like, I don't know any other artist that's independently, that's functioning on this level, that's a female artist that's 27 years old, that's coming up like this. She's got multiple plaques. She owns her own catalog. She's her own boss. So it's no, like, production company in front of her that's connected to a major label, to where it's like she signed, you know, like, she really trimmed through all of that. And now she's her own boss. And, like, I don't think a lot of women can say that. So I'm super excited. I'll give her all the flowers for that.
Dang.
We're excited for you.
Thank y'all. No, I feel that energy and that love. Like, and we need to talk about that more. Like, there's just kind of like a stigma about being independent, and like you say, people don't understand you can get lost being signed, or in any situation it's easy to just get lost in that sauce. So I'm very blessed, y'all. We in a great space right now, so I appreciate all of this.
Yeah, let's go. Give it up for Tink one time.
Your
brother Hitmaker still doing work out here. Get that new album August 19, Pillow Talk.
Pillow Talk.
And let's play this Cater right now and this Goofy that everybody talking about.
Yeah,
thank you for coming by.
Thank you.
Y'all.
Thank
Love
you.
Love High 97.
Yeah, for sure.
Reconnect with CUNY. Whether you are a first-time college student, a parent, a veteran, or an adult with some college credits, there's a place for you to continue your dreams or start fresh. No matter where you are along your journey, the CUNY Reconnect program can provide financial assistance and one-on-one personalized support to get you going. It's not too late to start again. Go to cuny.edu/reconnect today.
Hot 97 Summer Jam 2024, performing this year.
Yo, it's Doja Cat.
Yeah.
Hey, what's happening? It's your boy Offset.
I will be live
June 2nd.
Sexy Red.
This your boy Meth Man.
What's up, rap world? This is Red Man.
Sleepy Hollow.
Yo, what up, my people? It's your boy David.
T Grizzly. 41. Hot 97 Summer Jam 2024. Tickets on sale now at Ticketmaster.com.